These are the final days, guys. All e-courses at schoolofthespirit.tv are 70% off for a limited time. This is it. The last days. Grab what you can because these classes are going away for good. This is an epic flash sale. This is nothing like we've ever done before. Why? Why are we doing this? Because we're transitioning to a new platform and we are changing our whole model. We are improving everything. Are even going to have more access to me, the school students. It's going to be phenomenal. You're going to love it. Some of you have been testing out the platform with some of our free classes and you loved it. So wait and see what we do next. If God is good, he's doing a new thing. Amen. And plus, anything you buy, when you buy anything over at schoolofthespirit.tv during this flash sale, I'm going to give you a free gift when we transition to the new platform. And it's coming any day. So this is it. This is your last chance. Don't blow it. Don't come to me later and say, hey, hook me up. Can't. Once it's done, it is done. God is doing a new thing. In your life too, God is doing a new thing in this season. Have you not heard? God has been preparing some of you for years and years and years for things that eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has even entered into the heart of man. Some of you have prophetic words from 5, 10, 15 years ago that you put on a shelf. You forgot all about it. And here it comes. It's about to manifest in many of your lives. You are about to step into your promised land. I said some of you are going to step into your promised land, your personal promised land. You need to believe God for his promises to come to pass in your life. You need to get out those prophetic words. Get out the scripture promises that you stood on when your faith was high and begin to war once again with them because you're close. You're closer now than you were yesterday, and you're closer than you think to seeing the yes and amen promises of God come to pass in your life. Only believe. Just believe and act like you believe. Talk like you believe. Think like you believe. Get that doubt out of your mind. I said some of you are going to step into your promised land in this season, and you need to believe God. Don't let unbelief upend you. Don't let doubt derail you. Don't you dare let the devil steal your benefits, your blessings, your bounty in this season. It's time. It's time for so many of you to come out of that wilderness season. So cooperate with God. Dust off that Bible. Oh, come on now. Who am I talking to? Begin to speak to the mountain about God instead of speaking to God about your mountain. Begin to believe him. Begin to press. Begin to war. Begin to fight because you're just right there. If I could just get you to see it. We're going to pray into all this and more in today's Mornings with the Holy Spirit. This is Jennifer LeClaire walking in the Spirit and winning in the warfare, and I prophesy something good is going to come to you today. I'm coming to you live from South Florida. Our church is in Fort Lauderdale, Awakening House of Prayer. I'm there on Sundays preaching, praying, prophesying, and casting out devils. I'd love for you to come to one of our 3 Sunday services. We're seeing spontaneous deliverances. It's amazing. This precious woman came up to the altar and she said, get it off my chest. Get it off my chest. And that devil fled 7 ways. I took authority in the name of Jesus and cast it out. We are seeing miracles, signs, and wonders. And this is just the beginning. You can come to one of our services or you can watch online if you're not in the region at ahop.online. Remember, today's broadcast brought to you by schoolofthespirit.tv. Everything 70% off for the next few days. If you've been on my email list, you would have got a discount for an extra 10%. Uh-oh. Are you on my email list? If you're not, get on there because you're missing all kinds of good stuff. Before we get started, share this with somebody quickly. Drop those hashtags for me. Hashtag Mornings with the Holy Spirit. Hashtag Jennifer LeClaire. Hashtag I win. Come on. God is good. We're going to read today from Victory Decrees, Daily Prophetic Strategies for Spiritual Warfare Victory. And today's devotion is titled, Love Battles for You. Love Battles for You. And here's what I heard the Lord say. There is a war against your mind concerning the revelation of my love. You know in part, and you have experienced it in part. You see in part, and you're longing for more of my love, even though you don't know it. The enemy has done all he can. He has pulled out all the stops to keep you busy and striving and warring for what I have already given you. Stop. Take a deep breath, says the Lord. Understand and know that I love you. I really love you, says the Lord. I went to war for you, and I keep battling for you. I am with you. I'm calling you today into a new level, a new measure of trust, a new level of abandonment, a new level of surrender, and a new level of glory, says the Spirit of the living God. Come on, that's a good word right there. New. And I randomly picked this devotion, and it goes right in line with today's theme, prayers that birth a new thing. You can't make this stuff up. Scripture references are in the devotional. Pick up your copy of Victory Decrees on my website at jenniferleclaire.org or wherever you find books online. Now, the prayer starter and the decree from the devotional. Father, give me a greater revelation of your love for me. Help me to really receive your love so I can war from a position of knowing that you will never leave me. I decree I am loved and accepted in the beloved. I declare I walk in love and in a revelation of the power of love to overcome the hate of the wicked one. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we're so grateful that you are with us. You are for us. You never stand against us when we're walking in your will. You are magnanimous. You are kind. You are awesome. When we were yet sinners, you sent your only begotten Son to die for us. And now we are in Christ. We are in your Son. We are in your glory. We are in your kingdom. Our names are written in the Lamb's book of life, and it was all for love. You died for the sake of love. You wore for the sake of love. You heal for the sake of love. You deliver for the sake of love. It's because of your love. You are love, perfect love that casts out fear. So, Father, we thank you today, and we ask you to forgive us for all the times when we've questioned your love, when we've questioned your goodness, when we've questioned your faithfulness and your willingness to show up for us in the midst of the trial, in the midst of the warfare, in the midst of the hard times. God, would you forgive us for ever second guessing your love? Forever walking, turning the other way from your love, and we should be running into the arms of love. You love the world so much that you gave us your Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life with you. You did it for love. When we were yet sinners, you died for us for love. We love you only because you first loved us. So, Father, would you help us to love you more? Would you give us an anointing to love you more? Would you help us, Lord, to love you with all of our mind, all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our strength? Help us to continually give you the preeminence, to give you the praise, to give you the worship, to give you the glory that's due your name. You are that God, the God Most High, the Most High God, the God who's seated in the highest place, seated in the highest glory, seated far above the circle of the earth, looking down on us with a smile, singing songs of deliverance, pouring out your Spirit in our cities, in our nations. God, that is our heart's cry. Pour your love on us. Shed your love abroad in our hearts again by the Holy Ghost. You are love, and we know you. We know you. We know you. So our confession even now is that we have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer we who live, but Christ, love that lives in us. Love lives in us. Love lives in us. The kingdom of God is within us. Love himself, agape, lives in us. God Almighty, Jehovah, lives in us. Holy Spirit, the Christ, lives in us. Oh God, thank you. The life that we now live in the flesh, we live by faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. So God, help us. Give us the courage. Give us the wherewithal. wherewithal. Give us the persevering spirit, the enduring heart to continue to stand for you in a dark world. Help us, Lord, to let our lights shine. We're not going to hide it under a bushel. Let our lights shine brightly, because the darkness comprehendeth not the light. Help us, Lord, to continue shining, burning and shining, like John the Baptist in the wilderness, burning and shining, like Isaiah, burning and shining, like Jeremiah, burning and shining. Oh God, help us, and help us, Lord, to love one another. Lord, your word says in the last days, the love of many will grow cold. Would you help us to love one another like you love us? Lord, help us. I see that, Lord. Help us to receive your love. Because we can't love our neighbor who we have seen when we can't receive your love and love you back. Help us, Lord. Help us to receive. Come on, everybody, lift up your hands. Help us, Lord, to receive your love. Help us, Lord, to receive your love. We open our hearts. We open our hearts and we receive your love, your perfect love that cast out fear. We receive it. Your perfect love, which cast out rejection. We receive it. Your perfect love, which cast out everything that doesn't look like Jesus. We receive it. Your perfect love that cast all cares and worries. Oh, Lord, it cast it away. We receive it. We receive your love. I see that, Lord. I break the power of condemnation over your people in the name of Jesus. Your word says there is therefore now no condemnation to those who walk in the spirit and not according to the flesh. Oh, God, help us to walk in the spirit. Help us to walk in love. Help us to shake off the condemnation. I break the power of guilt. I break the powers of shame. I break the powers of fear, which hath torment. We will not walk under the shadow of the enemy, under the cloud of condemnation, under the galls of guilt. No, we will not walk with the wicked one, but we will walk with you. We will talk with you. We will live and move and have our being in you. You died for us because you loved us. What more would you not do for us? You gave us your word. You gave us your blood. You gave us your name. You gave us your weapons. You gave us your armor. You gave us your Holy Spirit, and you filled us. You sealed us. You marked us. You gave us the first fruits of our inheritance, and you, the earnest of our inheritance. You sealed us in your love. So help us, Lord, to receive your love and to love ourselves in a healthy way. Help us to love ourselves, separating our who from our do. Help us to see who we are in Christ, that we are love worthy. We are worthy of your love, not because of our good works, but because of your good work, your work on the cross. Because of your work on the cross, because of your work on the cross, we are worthy to walk in your shadow. We are worthy to stand before your throne of grace, to come before you boldly, to find grace and obtain mercy to help in a time of need, because of the work of the cross, because we are in Christ. We are holy and blameless before you in love. We've been redeemed. We've been delivered. We've been saved by the blood. It's because you love us. So help us to love ourselves rightly, God, not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought, but to love ourselves in a godly way, to think, to see our bodies as the temple of the Holy Spirit, to treat ourselves well, to be kind to ourselves because you are kind to us, to be compassionate to ourselves because you are compassionate to us. Oh, God, help us to love ourselves rightly and to love one another. For love comes from you, O God, and you tell us in your word that whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. We claim that in the name of Jesus. But your word also says greater love has no one than this, that he lay his life down for his friends. So help us to love each other in that way, to be selfless, preferring others, to not always make it about what we need and what we want and what we think we ought to have, but to lay our rights down, to crucify ourselves, the flesh, the deeds of the flesh, the cravings, the lust of the flesh. Oh Lord, like Paul said, let us make the decision to die daily in the name of Jesus, to decrease that you might increase in the name of Jesus. What kind of love the Father has given us, see, experience it, taste it, that we should be called the children of God. And so we are. We are children of God. We are sons of God. We are led forth by the Spirit of God because we are in Christ. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. You tell us whoever abides in love abides in God. So help us abide in love. Let us make our home in love. Let our thoughts be laced with love. Let our words be seasoned with love. Let our perspective be informed by love. Let everything we do be motivated by love. Because if it's not motivated by love, it's not motivated by you, because you are love. So help us, Lord, to be motivated by your love for people, by our love for you, in the name of Jesus. You tell us whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. You tell us the three things that will never fade away: love, hope, and faith. But you said the greatest of these is love. Help us, Lord. The greatest of these is love. Help us, Lord. The greatest of these is love. Quiet us by your love. Help us still our soul by your love, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I am convinced, as Paul was convinced, I am convinced that we are more than conquerors through you who love us. And I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So help us, Lord, not to separate ourselves from your love. Because if none of these things can separate us from your love, that just leaves us who don't press into it, who don't lean into it. Help us, Lord, to lean into your love, to lean into your kindness, to lean into your goodness. Oh, God, you are rich in mercy. You are so great in love. It was because of the great love with which you loved us that even when we were dead in our trespasses, you made us alive together with Christ. By grace we have been saved. Blows my mind the goodness of God. It blows my mind the perfect love. It blows my mind the kind intention. You didn't have to do it, but you know we couldn't do it. You knew that we could never make it without you. You knew that we could never get it straight without you. You knew that we were lost without you. You knew that we were open targets for the wicked one without you. You knew that we were on our way to hell without you. And you intervened. You interjected yourself in the realm of this earth realm, the earthy. You came down from heaven to earth. And you walked among us, being tempted even as we are tempted, but never sinning. But you are our high priest who understands. So thank you, Lord, that we've been made alive together with you. It's amazing. It's amazing what you've done. It's amazing how you've done it. There was no other way. The perfect, sinless Lamb of God, slain before the foundation of the earth for us. So, Father, I thank you. We accept your new commandment. A new commandment you gave to us, that we love one another. Just as you have loved us, you have asked us to love one another. So we choose today to love one another. We choose today to walk in love, to speak in love, to think in love, to move and live and have our being in love, which is God, and God, which is love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you keep your covenant and steadfast love with those who love you and keep your commandments even to 1,000 generations. I thank you, Lord, for generational love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We will put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. We will walk in love and unity with your Spirit. I thank you, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory. We magnify you. You are the Most High God, the everywhere, all the time God, the God who sees us in our affliction and the God who loves us unconditionally. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on, share this with somebody. We're going to get into prayers that birth a new thing. Let's get it rolling. Drop those hashtags for me. Make those comments for me. Water, water, water. Pray in the Spirit. Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Behold, I will do a new thing, says the Lord. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God is doing a new thing in the earth. God is doing a new thing in the lives of the faithful. God is doing a new thing among those who will put first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God is doing a new thing for those who are willing to pray without ceasing, to be a witness in the earth to the resurrection of the one true living God, Jesus. God is doing a new thing. Some of you, it's hard for you to believe it, because you've been in the old thing for so long. You've been in the old ways. You've been in the old routine. You've been in the old warfare, the old trial. Repeat, 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 repeat. Your life seems to be on repeat. Who am I talking to? Some of you, your life has been on repeat. But the Lord would say to you today, I have come to interrupt the mundanity of your life. I have come to show you a new path. So listen for my voice from behind that says, this is the way. Walk ye in it, says the Lord. Listen closely for my voice in this season, for I will give you the instruction at the right time. I will tell you when to turn and where to turn. Turn to me to find the new way. Turn to me to find the new path, says the Lord. Turn to me and I will show you the new thing. I'll give you a glimpse so your faith will arise to push one last time past the opposition and the resistance to what I planned for your life. I'll give you a glimpse. Keep your eyes upon me, says the Lord. I'll show you things to come, and I'll help you get to the new things which are to come, says the Spirit of the living God. We say yes. We will gaze upon your beauty. We say yes. We will activate the new things with our words. We declare that the former things have come to pass. The former things are back behind us. The former things will not magnetize us to the past. We receive the new things that will spring forth even now in the name of Jesus. We will not look back. We will not call to mind the former things. We will not ponder or meditate on the things of the past, the losses of the past, the disappointments of the past, the trouble of the past. No, we will look forward to the new things that you will do. They will spring forth. We will see it. We will know it. Oh, Jesus, I thank you the old things have passed away. All things have become new. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. So we will sing a new song to the Lord, because you have done marvelous things. Your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Oh Lord, put within us a new heart and a new spirit in the name of Jesus, a persevering spirit. Oh, a breaker spirit. Oh Jesus, help us, Lord, to do what we need to do by your grace, because your grace is sufficient to press in to the new thing. We will not look back. We will not be set up to be upset, but we will press forward. We will press forward to the high calling, like Paul the Apostle. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you're restructuring and redesigning our life even now. In every place that we strayed from your heart, in every instance that we missed your direction, I thank you that you are restructuring, redesigning, not repurposing, because your purpose always stands, but you are working all things together for the good. You are taking what the enemy meant for harm and turning it for good. You are giving us wisdom in the midst of the trial. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, anything that is hidden in our heart, anything that is hidden in our mind, anything that is hidden in our lives, things we cannot see, things we don't know are there, anything that is within us that is resisting our blessings, that is resisting the change you want to bring, that is resisting the new thing you want to do, we say, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose us. We will not be in bondage to the past. We will not be in bondage to negativity. Oh God of new beginnings, we thank you that you're doing something new in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, help us to come out from among them, to consecrate ourselves to you, to separate our lives from unfriendly friends and neighbors in the name of Jesus. Give us a distaste for what the world has to offer, for the place you're taking us demands a separation. It demands a consecration. So we say yes, we will crucify the flesh. We say yes, we will unplug from the world system. We say yes, we will resist against the spirit of the age. We say yes. We will lean into your heart and listen for your voice in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, any spirit, any thought pattern, any propensity within us that's hindering our destiny, any work of darkness that has overshadowed us, we ask you, Lord, to break in with light and work new wonders in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to see the beginning of the new beginning. I see that, Lord. Help us to see the beginning of the new beginning. Help us to see the first fruits of the new beginning. Jesus was born in a manger. It was a new thing. It was a small beginning. Help us not to despise the day of small beginnings, but let us celebrate the first fruits of the new beginning in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise and let our enemies be scattered. Let us experience the new thing you have, the new project, the new relationships, the new prosperity, the new healing, the new deliverance, the new opportunities, the new possibilities. Help us, Lord, to get our faith high in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and let our life be marked by signs and wonders in this new era in the name of Jesus. Let there be new glory. Let there be new faith. Let there be a new determination to follow your will. We have decided to follow you wherever you take us. We will not turn back. We will not look back. We will not go back. We will not turn back. We will not look back. We will not go back. But we are not even going forward. We're going higher, 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 higher in the name of Jesus. So, Father, anything that's in our past that we can't see, that's opposing our breakthroughs, we say die by fire in the name of Jesus. We disconnect our destiny completely from the past trauma, the past drama, the past torment, the past mistakes. We abolish the past and look forward to the future and the hope that you have for us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for new anointings, new words, new opportunities, new relationships in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. And we speak to every demonic resistance against the new thing you want to do in our lives. We pull you down and we uproot you in the name of Jesus. Every high thing must come down. Every rooted thing must come up in the name of Jesus. So we will rise and shine because the glory of the Lord is resting upon us. And you are doing a new thing. We believe it. We believe it. We believe your word. We believe it. And that settles it. You are not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. See, you are doing a new thing. It is springing up even now. By faith, we see it in the name of Jesus. You're making a way in the wilderness. By faith, we believe it in the name of Jesus. You're releasing streams in the wasteland. By faith, we believe it in the name of Jesus. New paths, new opportunities, new possibilities in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We honor your name in the name of Jesus. We thank you for new revelations of your glory, for new wisdom in the warfare, for new victories in the next battles. We thank you. We're excited. Oh, I see that Holy Ghost excitement rising up. Oh, Lord, let that Holy Ghost excitement bubble up in the name of Jesus. We will not be moved. We will not be shaken. We are pressing into the new thing. Every high mountain, it's got to come down. Every valley, it's got to be raised up. You are the God of miracles. You are the God of signs and wonders, and we will follow you. Oh God, help us follow you accurately because you are leading us and you are guiding us into the new thing, and we want to see it. We want to grab hold of it. We want to walk in it for your glory. So we give you all the praise, the God of new beginnings. We give you all the praise, the God of new things. We give you all the praise, the God whose mercies are new every morning. We give you all the praise, the God who renews a right spirit within us. We give you all the praise. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, that's a good word right there. God is doing a new thing. I prophesied something I cannot even remember what I said by the Holy Ghost, but somebody is going to write it down and send it on over. God is good all the time. Listen. He wants to do something new, but we are creatures of habit. Many people are just comfortable with the routine, even though there's parts of their lives they'd like to see change. They're not willing to do the work to see the change. Listen, you've got to be willing. Listen to me. You've got to be willing. I love you so much. I'm trying to help you. You've got to be willing to do something different if you want to get something different. You need to expose yourself to some new things. More of the Word of God, new revelations. On January the 13th, I made a determined decision not to watch anything that wasn't edification, that wasn't educational, inspirational, or motivational. And it has radically transformed my life in just these 2 months or so. I'm telling you the truth. Turn off the boob tube. Don't go into the gym and let your ears be filled with that boom, boom, nasty music. Put on your earbuds and listen to some, CC Winans or something. Listen to some Ramika. Amen. Listen to some Carrie. Listen to some Awakening House of Prayer worship videos. Listen, don't let the world feed you. Stop eating at Jezebel's table. Oh, Jesus. Stop eating at Jezebel's table. Some of you need to get educated. You don't know some of the things you need to know. Your faith has gone, let's say it's deactivated, but it's not high. You're not extending it. Some of you are not releasing it. You're not believing for anything new. You're just grabbing, trying to survive. I get it. There's seasons where it feels like we're just trying to survive, but those seasons end. Those wilderness places end. Those desert places end. Those valleys end. And you've got to get to the point where you are willing to do something different than what you've done so you can have something different than what you've got. And in reality, you've already got everything you need in your spirit. God has blessed you with every spiritual blessing in Christ. He's made you a partaker of his divine nature. And we need to activate that. We need to believe that. So feed on things that are going to feed your faith, not pollute your soul and defile your mind. Amen. I'm telling you, some of you need to get on over there to schoolofthespirit.tv right now while you can and grab some of these classes. You'll always have access to them. And guys, please read, because we're getting a lot of emails that are just demonstrating my long-term theory that people don't read. They don't read. None of you, of course. Go on over there. Get Living in the Spirit. Get the course on the anointing. Get the course on conquering your mountains. Get the course on crazy. Once these courses are gone, they're gone, guys. And next couple of days, they're gone. Gone, G-O-N-E. Bye-bye. You buy them, you'll have access to them. But otherwise, you won't get these anymore. Well, why? 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 Are you going to redo them? No, I'm not going to redo them. I'm not going to redo them. I've got a whole bunch of new classes. And we just don't have room for everything on the new site. It's too cluttered. People get confused. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they want. We're going to make it real easy for you. We're going to tell you what you need. Spiritual contracts, signing and releasing divine and demonic covenants. Grab it. Finding purpose in your suffering. Grab it. Dream wilder. Power habits. Birthing your breakthrough. Navigating the will of God. Unshakable faith in uncertain times. Cultivating spiritual hunger. The love challenge. Walking in your prophetic destiny. Get it while you can. It's going away. That's it. It's gone. Bye-bye. It's gone. Amen. And guys, the schools, the School of Spiritual Warfare, the School of Prayer, the School of Prophecy, the School of Deliverance, the School of the Seers, those are schools, not courses. People are having absolute meltdowns because they click a button for a School of Prayer and they hit, they can't, because it's not a course, it's a school. Get on the wait list. If you want to enroll in the School of Prayer, School of Deliverance, School of Spiritual Warfare, School of the Seers, School, if you want to get into the school, get on the wait list. Enrollment for the schools is not open right now. So if you're already a member, you keep on taking your classes. But if you're just get on the wait list. And there's a huge surprise because we're going to be doing an epic Q&A every month for students of the schools, not the courses. What is the difference? If it's School of Prayer, School of Warfare, School of the School of Prayer, School of Warfare, School of Deliverance, School of the Seers, or School of Prophecy. That's a school. The others are courses, so it's different. It's different. So if you're a part of the school, you're going to have the opportunity to do an epic Q&A with me every month, a group Q&A, and you're going to be, you know, get it, because a lot of people, you're taking these classes and you're coming in 2, 3, 4, 5 years after they've been taught, and you have a question, and it's like, well, that was taught 5 years ago. So you weren't able to ask your question live because you weren't there live. So we're trying to remedy that with the epic Q&As that we're going to be doing. So please get on the wait list. And please have a good attitude, because if you've been mean and nasty to my staff, we're not going to let you in the school. Some people have been ridiculously rude, and I'm just embarrassed. I'd be embarrassed to say I was Christian behaving in some of those ways. But we know you need more training, and you're probably not getting what you need in your church, and your pastor's not correcting you. So that's how we get all this. The body of Christ, there's a remnant. I'm just, you know, Jesus said the love of many would grow cold, and that's certainly what's happening. Get to schoolofthespirit.tv, guys. These classes are going away. You've got, what do you call it? Nocturnal Warfare, Escaping the Great End Times Deception, Deliverance from the Spirit of Jezebel, Astral Projection, Jezebel's Revenge. And by the way, I've got a new book. It's coming out just a couple of days. It's called Unmasking Jezebel's Intercessors. My. And if you get that, go to my website at jenniferleclerc.org/Jezebel. And if you get that and fill out the form and send us your receipt, there's several bonuses you're going to get on the week of launch. Now, after the week of launch, the bonuses go away. After launch week, there's no more bonuses. I'm not going to keep doing this forever. It's too hard to go backwards. We want to move forward. But everybody who goes and grabs it, let me see what the bonuses are. JenniferLeClerc.org/Jezebel. You'll see the bonuses there. So you go buy it on Amazon. Send us your receipt number. Don't send us a fake receipt number, because we know it. That's not cool. Amen. We're going to give you some bonuses. 70% off Jezebel's Intercessors Intensive. Free access to prayers that break Jezebel's witchcraft. Free access to casting the Jezebel spirit out of your house. So go to JenniferLeClerc.org/Jezebel, SchoolOfTheSpirit.tv. And finally, remember that Elijah Company is coming up. If you're not interested in any of this, the Elijah Company is coming up in what's just shy of 1 month. And we are just about four. I think we've got like maybe 5 or 6 seats left. And that's it. I've not even barely put out an email or done anything with this. That's about it. So globalpropheticcenter.com, Elijah Company is a 3-day intensive where we're going to go deeper in the prophetic. And I always say this, but I one of these times is going to be the last time. And with everything I'm doing, I just got back from Israel. And I was in the war zone there. Thanks for all those who donated to that. It would cost me almost $1,000 just in taxis to and from the airport and around in Israel. And I couldn't even believe it. Like, wow, that's a lot of money on taxis. Anyway, it's an expensive city. Anyway, or Jerusalem is an expensive city. So check that out. Unmasking. So check that Elijah Company. Thanks for all those who prayed when I was in Israel. I was in the midst of an active war zone. I saw all the houses that were burned down and that were shot up. You can see the bullet holes in the houses. And it's just, it was really quite something. I've never seen anything like it. Some of you that are in the military have, but I have not. Most of you have not either. Very, very sobering. Guys, join the movement, awakeningprayerhubs.com. Join the movement. You'll be glad you did. And I'm going to pray you out. Guys, if you want to sow today, you can do that at jenniferleclerc.org/donate. You can sow a one-time seed there, or you can become a partner at jenniferleclerc.org/donate. And you can use the Cash App. Cash App is $prophetic books. You can use the Venmo. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClerc. You can use the PayPal, paypal.me/JenniferLeClerc. You can use the text to give, text the word give, G-I-V-E, to 754-701-2161. And then follow the prompts, 754-701-2161, and follow the prompts. You can use the, what am I missing? The Zelle. Zelle is info@jenniferleclaire.org. jenniferleclaire.org. And I think that's it, right? Yes, no, maybe. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless this offering in the name of Jesus. I ask you to multiply it back to the givers in Jesus' name. And Father, I ask you to bless us indeed, enlarge our territory. Let your hand of power rest upon us and keep us from evil in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses. Deliver us from evil and help us walk worthy of our calling. Open our eyes and let us see how great is your love for us, and let us love you back in Jesus' name with a passionate, fiery, red-hot love for your heart in Jesus' name. Father, we give you praise. We ask you to restore marriages, return prodigals home, heal bodies, deliver people from evil, and save lost souls for your name's sake. You died that none would have to perish. Father, we love you so much, and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Guys, I love you. Remember schoolofthespirit.tv. This is it. This is really it. I extended it because I was in Israel and I didn't have as much time to talk to you about it, have time to break it down, but it is it. We're going to be on the new platform soon with brand new courses you've never seen before. And it's a whole new day. It's a new thing. Have a breakthrough day.